All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Anyway, we'll be packed into Charity Scam Mike's house. This is what we're going to do. We get there early. We set up the food. The Lions lose. And then we eat. Everybody's pissed off. And then you go home. But we like spending the night there. Still one of those deals. All right. I'll pass it along, Megan. I don't know if she's going to take anybody up on that, though. How about this clip? During Patreon's Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, there was a moment when Nick in Houston revealed to us on the Zoom. I could see him. He could see us. He took the phone and it went from his earbuds to like out in the room. And I see that his young daughter is there. I'm guessing 8 or 9 years old. Now, as soon as that happened, as soon as I could see there was a little one in the room, I was immediately ready to shift into, what do you call it? Eric Zaytunian mode. I just went to play it, and I can't play it. Hang on. I want to. All right, it's not cooperating. It's funny because I prepared this and got it all ready to go, and now nothing's working. That's so embarrassing. Hang on. I've talked many times about most of the time I'm in Eric Zane mode. But there are... No, I can't play it. Shit. All right. Well, never mind. Forget that that happened. Mattel is apologizing. They put out a line of toys for the film Wicked. So you buy the toy, various character from Wicked, and then, you know, on the back of it, it says, hey, if you want some more Wicked fun, go to this website. It should have said wickedmovie.com. This is what you see. Watch trailer.
Fellow Ozzyans, the Wicked Witch of the West is dead.
So this is like before Dorothy?
Don't let her get away!
Let me tell you the whole story. Our paths did cross. At school. Unlimited. Oh, you're green. Okay. I am.
So before she became the Wicked Witch, she was like, she was pretty cool.
Together we're unlimited.
She had her secrets.
Absolutely remarkable.
There is no fight we cannot win.
Why is it you're always causing some sort of commotion?
I don't cause commotions. I am one. Some of us are just different.
Listen to me. You can do anything.
I know.
Like dark.
It's gonna leave you wrecked.
to me.
Play, right? Isn't that the play is the same story? I mean, I don't think it looks that horrible. Everybody says it looks horrible. Piano Finger Banger says it looks like a steaming pile of shit. Why do you say that? Yeah, whatever, it's a trailer. When movies suck, they always get a sequel or a prequel. No new ideas get tried anymore, says David. A lot of bah humbug out of this crew today. Kenny says it looks terrible. Why is everybody so negative? Why can't you just say, yeah, maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being a little too optimistic on things. Maybe I need to be a little bit more cynical like you guys. But that seems fucking exhausting. Maze and Blue said, I think it looks awesome. I thought it looked pretty good. It has that guy that was in Jurassic Park that everybody loves. Jeff something. Jeff Goldman. Jeff Goldberg. Jeff Goldblum. He's in that. I think he played the wizard. I don't know. I think you guys are a little bit too wound up. Why am I talking about that? Oh! Because the dolls have come out, the toy, and it should be wickedmovie.com. But they made a mistake, and I think they listed it on the package as wicked.com. instead of wickedmovie.com. So actually on the package, it says, hey, kids, time for more fun online. Go to wicked.com and you can learn more about the movie Wicked. They wanted to print wickedmovie.com, but they printed Wicked. So when the kids go, oh, mom, look it, we can learn more. And you put wicked.com in there. And then the landing page for the website is like a penis, like balls deep into an asshole. It was like a horrific porno site. You know? Where even like the most rude and crude of individuals would be like, oh my God. You know, this is the type of site where, like, a lady shits out pool balls that got jammed in her keister, which is fucking remarkable. So I'm told. I didn't look. I wouldn't dare do that. I mean, it's that bad. So now millions of kids have been exposed because of Mattel Toys to balls deep asshole and a woman shitting out pool balls out of her asshole. That actually happened in the last 24 hours. All American girls have thought, okay, the movie is about this witch that shits out pool balls. God damn it. There has to be some kind of lawsuit in order. Molly says, I bet EZ went there. If I would go there, it would only be for research purposes. It's not like I would be like finding that sexy or make me horny. I'm being told right now, all right, I think it said reconnecting on my end a second ago. I don't know why that was, but I think it's back. It's a real bummer when I'm on a rant, doing my thing, and then suddenly the show dies. I'm Piano Finger Banger says pool balls in the ass was such a cliffhanger. All right, give me a second. I got to see if I'm back. If not, I got to restart the whole thing. Let me see if I can bring Kenny in. Maybe he can tell me on his end. Look up high maintenance Kenny.
Bring him in here.
Oh. Hey, is this Kenny?
Yeah, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. On my end, I could see it was struggling. I was still talking about pool balls up the asshole. And then
it just stopped, man.
I don't know. I'm getting conflicting reports saying, yeah, you were there. Now I'm not here. So I might just cancel it and start over.
Yeah, maybe. I still don't have anything.
All right, stay with me.
Try again later.
All right, go live, take two. It's starting it up. All right, it should be okay. Go ahead and like refresh. See what that does. I don't even know if you can. I don't even know how this thing works on your end.
Yeah, I'm trying. Okay, it says you're live. Hey, you're live.
Okay, so there you are. Talk to yourself.
That's funny.
I noticed you earlier in the show, you said something nasty to Joe Martinez.
Oh, yeah, but hopefully he knows that it's just fucking around.
I don't know. It seemed pretty serious.
Yeah, that's why I put in the emojis with the little winky face and all that. All
right.
You know, I got to put in the free beer. I'm just kidding.
All right. whatever happened with the phone? Or is that a bad thing to talk about?
It's
sensitive, isn't it? It's sensitive.
Yeah, right now. 11 and 12 year olds just shouldn't have smartphones, man. They just shouldn't.
Yeah, and you're saying that and mom is a problem, huh?
No, it's just the fact that she gave it to her and there was no discussion about it a year and a half ago when she was 11. So, I have this extra phone now on my account because of blah blah blah, whatever. Don't need it no more.
Yeah.
So it's iPhone and I'm Android, and so I don't have any like control over it. So she gave it to her without any parental controls enabled.
Oh, so she can just go right to that Wicked.
No, don't say it. Don't say it.
I was just talking about that Wicked page. She's probably there right now.
No, see, you're hurting my brain, man.
You never know who's out there in the world. You hear horrible stories all the time.
Well, right now it's the fact there's this boy at school that her friends wonder about being no good, and she's talking to him, and she knows how to delete messages. And then there's that whole deleted messages folder, which I had to just teach all this to myself because I don't do Apple. So, I proved last week that she was deleting messages when she's been told not to. So that was,
God.
It's an ongoing problem, man.
I don't envy this at all.
Yeah. Well, hey, see my oldest daughter, like I told her just this weekend, you know, this one of the smartest decisions I ever made was for you and your brother, to not get phones until you guys got jobs and were able to pay for them yourselves. And she said, yeah, you ain't wrong.
Yeah. Now that she's an adult.
Yeah.
All right.
And she's telling me right now I'm being more patient with her sister than she would be if it was her.
Yeah, you need to just break it. Just fucking smash it, you know? Like
I really
Jason
want to.
Kelsey. Do like Jason Kelsey.
Exactly.
All right.
That would be great.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your help.
Oh, yeah. Glad you're back. Later, man.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, folks. on my end, all of a sudden, I just start seeing comments from people like, hey, what the fuck, asshole? Holy shit. Okay, so I was talking about how when you go to wicked.com, as it's printed on the box, this is the type of thing that if you got your toy and it says wicked.com, which is the porno site, you don't want to open up the toy. You know how some of you, how folks buy the shit, it's because collectibles, and then they don't take it out of the box. Well, if you get one that's promoting the porno site, you know, that's one that's going to be, it's not going to be around. I mean, they're going to, people are going to return them, and they're never going to be printed again with the porno site on it. All right. Dan Goodwin of Indiana purchased one of the dolls for a relative and found the address on the back of the box. He was interested in purchasing advertising minutes on the company's website. That's weird. Visited the porno site. However, the link didn't take him to the Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo page. Instead, he went to the pool balls in the asshole page. We deeply regret this unfortunate error and are taking immediate action to remedy this. Parents are advised that the misprinted incorrect website is not appropriate for children. Says you, said Mattel, which is known for, of course, Barbie, Hot Wheels, Fisher-Price, and American Girl. My God. The Wicked dolls are currently still being sold at retailers across the nation. It appears that this doll line is the only one of Mattel's Wicked branded products to display the incorrect site. Mattel advised consumers to discard the product packaging or obscure the link. Boy, if you're Wicked.com, the porno site, you're like, fuck yes. What a windfall. That is great. How embarrassing. And if you're a parent, I mean, my God, I can't imagine. I mean, I raised my kids with access to all this. So my kids had it. They were exposed to it. But God, that's, Kenny's right. That's something you don't want to think about. Our brains, when we were kids, we could only imagine. I'll never forget the time. Like, for years, I'd see, like, boobs and maybe an errant muff from, like, a Playboy magazine. All right? So, but I had no idea, because Playboy would only show muff. They didn't actually show, like, the intricacies of female genitalia. So I really had no idea that, you know, of the whole dark side of the moon. And then I discovered a bad, hardcore porno. I think the company that makes it is called Swedish Erotica. And I had another brother who had one of those. And now that is, that's like unbelievable. So when I saw that, I was like, what the fuck? Holy shit. It's like discovering there's aliens on Earth. It's like, oh my God. I had no idea that anything even flies out of a dong at the big moment. No clue. Let alone goes in there like that. What? Insanity. Jesus Christ, that stands out. That moment in time stands out to me. That's like more vivid in my brain than like 9/11. That is, was such a shock to the system. I was like, at the same time, shocked, blown away, happy, couldn't control myself. I was just a walking pile of jizz. I was jizz drop with legs. That's what I was. Kenny says it scars your brain at such an early age, honestly. Yeah, I can't say that. I can't say that it scarred me. I think it was fantastic, and I'm glad it happened. And more young people need to be exposed to that. Kenny says, random magazine scene out of the corner of my eyes. I rode my bike past an open dumpster in an apartment complex as a fifth grader here. Not good. Oh, bullshit. That's what you want. Stevie writes that already the Wicked products are on sale on eBay with the original packaging for $150. My God. Yeah. What an outstanding story, though. So many different layers to it. You know that there was someone in America, at least one kid, who looked it up and discovered it on their own. All right, so this is what you see when you just go to wicked.com. And I'm not going to click on it. But you see, access beyond this page is restricted to adults. Now, that is going to guarantee that a 11-year-old, let's say you're an 11-year-old girl who loves the film Wicked. And it's a little girl, random name of like Kelsey. And Kelsey loves Wicked. And she goes, oh, I can't wait. My dad is such a dick. He doesn't like my Android phone, but fuck him. I'm going to go to wicked.com and interact with my favorite characters from the movie. And then this happened. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm going to hit enter. And then she's like, oh, thank God, my dad will never be able to detect this because he's too dumb to know how to work a iPhone. So this is all good. I'm in good shape here. This actually happened in real life. Kenny was trying to warn me. He says, Twitch might have an issue with this, EZ. Well, I'm not going to show porno on my channel, you idiot. That's why I previewed it. All right. Spectacular story. More than one person sent that along. Mike Ball sent that along. And Amanda sent that along. I got another clip that I want to share with you. This is the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs. And I don't know who they lost to. Ole Miss? Yeah. Georgia was like one of the best teams in the nation. And they lost to Ole Miss in Oxford, Mississippi. And the fans run on the field and they start like, you know, ripping down the goalpost and whatnot. Well, for some reason, one of the players on the losing team, a guy named Jack Pope, he's on the losing team. And he's celebrating with the fans, the Ole Miss fans, who are now on the field. This is Kirby Smart in the top half of this clip. The bottom half is the player, Jake Pope, celebrating with a childhood friend after Georgia's loss to Ole Miss.
Video on social media of Jake Pope seemingly celebrating with some Ole Miss fans on the field after the game. Just wanted to see if you had seen that and what your reaction to it was.
Yeah, what an idiot. Just stupid. I didn't see it till today, but he's embarrassed about it. He's upset about it. That's obviously a childhood friend of his. He grew up.
It's obvious.
Played with there at Buford and knows him. Hadn't seen him in forever, but just not real smart. But to be honest with you, I don't have time to waste energy on that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like my focus is on Tennessee. I'm not.
All right. That's a lie. If it's not a lie, it should be a lie. Because if I'm the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs and one of my own players is on the field celebrating with the opposition fans, I mean, he started out okay saying, yeah, what an idiot. He needed to say, what an idiot. That's stupid. Fuck him. He's off the team. That's the only acceptable thing to say. You can't say, well, yeah, you know, what an idiot, but now I'm thinking about Tennessee. Bullshit. You need to say right there at that point, yeah, what an idiot. Fuck him. He's off the team.
Not worried about that.
I want to watch it again.
Kirby, there's a video on social media of Jake Pope seemingly celebrating with some Ole Miss fans on the field after the game. Just wanted to see if you had seen that and what your reaction to it was.
Yeah, what an idiot. I mean, just stupid. I didn't see it till today, but he's embarrassed about it. He's upset about it. That's obviously a childhood friend of his. He grew up and played with there at Buford and knows him. Hadn't seen him in forever, but just not real smart.
No, he's a stupid fuck.
But to be honest with you, I don't have time to waste energy on that.
Yes, you do.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
You should have time to waste energy on that. That's not a waste of energy. You should have grabbed a Georgia Bulldog helmet and bashed his brains in.
And like my focus is on Tennessee. I'm not worried about that.
Oh, Kirby. Fuck that shit. My God. That was horrible. What a dumb fuck. I would not want that guy in my team. Hey, it's your old pal EZ for my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Wouldn't it be exceptional if you got a gift for that special someone, and when they opened it and took a look at it, they didn't immediately start to forget about it? It's time to up your game and get a fantastic, thoughtful gift with Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods, where fantastic artisan-type creators make amazing gifts for you to check out. And it's all in one place, uncommongoods.com. The choices are endless. Go to uncommongoods.com and see what they have to offer. You could get lost on their website just looking at the fantastic gifts, and you'll have to start writing it down. You're like, oh, this person would love this so much. Oh my gosh. All of your shopping will get done just like that. You're welcome. You'll get lost in a rabbit hole of awesomeness at uncommongoods.com. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to uncommongoods.com. And if you use my special code, you will get 15% off of your next gift that you purchase. Uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Uncommongoods.com/Zane. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. Borculo Josh is here. He writes, good morning from Holland Hospital. Why the hell are you there? What is going on, buddy? All right, that's Kirby Smart. I got another video to share. This is at some minor league hockey game in Florida. Doesn't matter who. As I understand it, this is a fantastic fight video. Thank you to Sarah for sending it along. There's a lot of great things to see in this video. Guy with hat is talking shit to somebody, and it's about to go down. Okay. I think guy with hat is everybody hates him for some reason. I'm not sure what exactly he's doing. He's mad at the chick. He hit her. I think he hit the chick. And now Miller here. Okay, Miller, whose ass crack goes up to his neck, he's had enough, and he slowly gets up, and then fucking the guy that looks like Cole Swindell, he starts swinging it. Okay, then this guy comes flying in out of nowhere. Look at how much ass is hanging out on this guy. That is some serious jiggle ass. Jesus. Look at that jiggle. Okay. A lot going on here. So Miller, 44, he didn't do anything but get punched in the head. Lots of fans. Oh, no. This guy here is punching this girl in the head. What the hell? Yeah, 44, the fat ass. He just decks right there. He decks that chick. And then now he's beating the shit out of her. Okay, there's a pause in the video for some reason. I'm bumping ahead. I think this is it all from another angle. Another chick is in... I tell you, this is in Pensacola, by the way. Look at this chick takes her shirt off. She's ready to fight with her shirt. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's another angle as 44 starts pounding on that chick. While this chick with the muffin top and 44 are beating that woman. Oh, no. Now this chick puts her shirt back on.
I know that cop.
Now this cop, he kind of meanders over. Wow. Look at this guy. That's a chick. That's a typical booster club member of any hockey organization. Oh, my God. I think there's still another.
Be your number one. Who's going to be your number one?
Three angles in this. And then there's a black guy there. That's unbelievable. That's the most unbelievable thing here is that there's a black guy there. God damn. I don't think I have ever really seen that much of a fan fight at Van Andel Arena. Mason Blues says, typical MAGA behavior. Look, I get it. You're upset because the election, but we got to move past this. Borculo Josh, he's in the hospital with acute diverticulitis with an abscess. Ugh. He said, I don't feel too bad, but they say I need it drained. God damn. I'm sorry, buddy. That sounds terrible. Kenny talking about that fight in the stands there. They need backup from Unk with the chair. Everybody was there. Exactly. Matt says, yeah, now we can beat women in elections and hockey games. Yeah, I can't say that I support that, but that's a very good joke. It's okay to joke. And that's exactly what that was. A joke. I support the joke. All right. Thank you to Cheryl for sending that one along. Speaking of Trump, masked men wave Nazi flags, use anti-Semitic and racial slurs outside of the American Legion in Howell. That's quite a place to do that. All right, Howell is in Michigan here. Let's find out what's going on.
We begin tonight with a group of people with Nazi flags protesting outside an American Legion.
This is Carolyn Clifford reporting.
Inside, actors were performing the play The Diary of Anne Frank. Good evening. And welcome to...
That I didn't know. They're doing the Diary of Anne Frank inside, and then the Nazis show up?
7 News Detroit at 11. I'm Carolyn Clifford.
And I'm Mike Duffy. The scene captured on video in Howell. Masked protesters waved flags with Nazi emblems while shouting anti-Semitic and racial slurs.
7 News Detroit reporter Brett Cast is raising the voices of witnesses who say they were shocked this happened in their community.
Well, these protesters waving Nazi flags first showed up in the American Legion parking lot. They were then told to leave and simply went across the street. A group of veterans went over and confronted them, and those veterans tell us they just want this hate to stop.
People were shocked. They were appalled. Everything that you would expect.
Army veteran Bobby Bright spent 26 years serving his country with deployments overseas. But it was back home in Michigan, outside his American Legion, where he came face to face.
For the legions that I've been to, usually it's full of ass kickers. Whether it's like VFW or the Legion. And that's a pretty brazen thing to do, to show up with Nazi flags outside of the Legion. I honestly wish that it was they just went out and kicked their ass, the guys at the Legion.
With masked men flying Nazi flags.
I'm going to film this real quick so everybody can get a look at what we're dealing here.
Bobby took this video of the group who he says not only flew Nazi flags, but shouted hateful, anti-Semitic, and racist slurs. That night, the Legion was hosting a performance of the play, The Diary of Anne Frank.
We had 75 people downstairs that watched that play. And out of that 75, there was 50 or 60.
It says here, this guy looks like he could be in the KKK, but he's not.
And that were afraid to leave this building. We had to escort them to their cars. Nobody in America should feel like that.
Bobby says they hosted the play put on by the Fowlerville Community Theater in response to rising anti-Semitism. Everyone there was alerted about the protest during intermission.
Well, it was upsetting, just knowing the character that I was playing, knowing a lot of the research that I did.
Okay, so this chick is playing Anne Frank's mom. And is her real name Becky Frank? Am I getting that right? Or are they fucking this shit up? Or was Anne Frank's mother named Becky? Before we take another step in the story, we need to find this out. What was Anne Frank's mother's name? ? No, Anne Frank's mother's name is Edith. So basically, Becky Frank plays Edith Frank. God damn. I wonder if there's a guy there named Johnny Hitler who's playing the part of Adolf Hitler.
Research that I did on my character.
It kind of...
This is him. This is Johnny Hitler.
Surprised me to have something that I was doing and had my name on getting protested.
Livingston County Sheriff's deputies were on scene and say nothing turned physical, but some of the veterans exchanged words with the protesters, shocked at what they saw and heard.
I'm having trouble wrapping my head around it. To have that much hatred in them, it makes no...
He looks like a member, though. Both those guys look like members.
No sense to me.
Despite a negative history in their town and a rise in hate incidents nationwide, these veterans want it known that hate has no place...
Why do all of our veterans look like they should be waving swastika flags?
...in Howell or anywhere in the country they vowed to protect.
It's actually heartbreaking. It's a terrible, terrible thing, and I don't know how we come away from it.
We need to work together to bring this...
I think these guys need to work extra hard to not look like Nazis going forward.
Cut your back together instead of tearing it apart.
Now, despite concerns these protesters would come back on Sunday, the Sunday showing of the play went on without incident. In Howell, I'm Brett Cast, 7 News Detroit.
I'm Brett Cast with the Brett Cast. Thank you, Brett. Young Adam Schwab says, the last guy I interviewed used to go to my shirt. Why'd I say shirt? My church. The young Brandon dude. Starman 314 is here. He says, I can't believe that people still think Nazism is a legit idea to have. Kind of like those that think one half of the country voted for someone who would want to take away overtime. OT? Is that what you're saying? I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Cole says, only half of that bunch have hats on. How are we supposed to know what they are veterans of? Yeah, that's exactly right. Everybody knows that if you're a veteran, you got to have a hat on that says, you know, what war, where you served, confirmed kills, your favorite food, how many years you served, and stuff like that, you know? And then you got to take all that information and put it on the back of your car and display it. And then you get a special license plate, and that displays it. And then you wear a shirt that says all this shit, too. And then you got to go around and tell everybody that you're a veteran. IMKO actually knew that Anne Frank's mother was named Edith. That's wonderful. Good pull. Chris says they need to identify these assholes. Kenny says, was this yesterday on Veterans Day? I don't know. I don't know when it happened. I guess I wasn't paying attention to that part of it. Bob in PA says, you also have to have something on your car, your hat, or your shirt to indicate how many ears you collected if you were in Nam. Becky writes, did you know that there are two of Hitler's nephews living on Long Island? No, I didn't know that. So as far as we know, Hitler didn't have any children. So this would be like brothers or sisters who then, you know what? I'm going to look that up today and track that down. Can you imagine being a relative of Hitler? Because there's no way that you can keep that low key. Becky says he had half siblings who had kids. So these are relatives of the Adolf Hitler. I think I would capitalize on that. If I was like Johnny Hitler, in a fantasy world, if his last name actually is Hitler, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. I would keep the last name. And, then, like, join the WWE as, like, a manager or a wrestler. Or I'd start a podcast. Happy Time with Johnny Hitler. There is that name alone, and he would be the antithesis of what Adolf Hitler was. He'd be, like, really accepting and wonderful. And he would take the name Hitler and make it, like, outstanding. You know? His whole life would be trying to distance himself from Uncle Adolf. And he could just tell stories, even if they weren't even true, about what it's like being having the same, carrying on the name of Hitler for the rest of his life. Baked Potato _01 says they'll never lose a game of two truths, one lie. I don't get it. Kenny does. He writes, ha. But I don't understand the joke. Sir Bob writes, all of this hate because some shit art school denied a young up-and-coming artist. All right. Well, fuck those guys. Yeah, but that's a good question. How do you become that fucked up? Similarly, In West Michigan, there is a local company that is trying to figure out who is behind a mass text message of racist texts. I guess somebody got a bug in the system and the whole world got a racist text or some shit.
Right now. Good morning to Grand Valley State University students. GVSU has received a student report saying they were racially harassed and threatened last week. The university also adds students received racist text messages. Faculty is involving Michigan's Attorney General and the FBI. The school is also providing resources to affected students. Good evening, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm Josh Berry.
And I'm Samantha Mesa. A nationwide hunt is on for who sent these racist text messages. Federal agents say the message was sent to people around the country.
These texts telling black people they've been chosen to pick cotton. New tonight, a potential lead in that investigation.
Our Matt Witkos is here with how one company might solve...
Well, black guy gets a text. He's like, what the fuck is this? I've been chosen to pick cotton. I mean, they probably just laugh at it, but they're taking this very seriously, and they're doing a nationwide manhunt. Who sent the picking cotton text message? What asshole sent the "you've been chosen to pick cotton" text?
All of this case.
Yeah, Samantha and Josh, text by a Grand Rapids Township owned here in our area, handles mass texting. The owner says his programming flagged this racist message. He says he's done some investigating of his own in hopes of finding the person or people who did this.
I hope you get caught.
Lance Boudry, the owner of TechSpot.
So people can come to our software and send and schedule text messages.
Boudry explains someone tried to use his system to spread this message, a message full of hate, but his system stopped it.
It was held for review by our...
You've been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation. Be ready tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. sharp. No excuses. Our executive slaves will come get you in a black truck. Be prepared to be searched per entry. You're in plantation group 5. Thank you, and have a blessed day. America is great again. Uh-oh. Failure to show up will resort in any form of punishment felt needed by your fellow master.
Damn it. Our AI, that tool that we built, that checks, and it's very critical of new
users.
Am I to
understand that this guy's company, TechSpot, I can go there, and I can... send out a mass text? It's that simple? I'm going to have to look that up. That might be a fun way to market the Eric Zane Show podcast.
If we really want to make sure that we are not allowing any phishing or hate or really anything that's not allowed by wireless carriers.
He got to work trying to find the person.
Based on their phone number, it was clear that they had no intention of being caught, which is understandable.
Please leave your message for 2159.
The number goes right to voicemail, but they have more than a phone number.
We were able to identify an IP address of the user, and it was located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh. Now that IP...
Well, that makes sense. Some of the worst people on the planet are in that part of the U.S., in Philadelphia particularly.
Address, a digital footprint of a person's device connected to the internet, could be fake. But Boudry explains they may have made a slip in hiding their identity.
Our ways using what's called a VPN to fake that, but it was the internet service provider of the IP is Comcast, which, again, according to like our my co-founder, Carlo, very unlikely then that they used a VPN.
Boudry adds they're working with local law enforcement and the FBI.
This person needs to be reported. They need to talk to authorities. Like, you can't do that. It's not okay. America doesn't need any more of this, you know?
The owner says their system isn't foolproof. He adds after...
you know, who gives a shit? I mean, it's not like anybody got hurt.
For this incident, his company will work to see what other precautions can be put in place to prevent this from happening. In studio, I'm Matt Witkos, Fox 17 News.
Yeah, they're really coming down hard on those guys. Whoever they, if they ever find out who did it, you know, they're probably going to get punished more than if you, like, assault somebody. My God. Baked Potato 01 says, so you're saying my Philly cheesesteak might be made by a criminal. You never know. All right. Kenny says, yikes, I can't believe anyone would send anything like that. All three of those white people feel super uncomfortable reporting on that, I bet. I hope Weekend Update on SNL does a spoof on this, though. David says, it's 2024. How hard can it be to track this asshole down? I wonder if anybody got the message. Well, they said they caught it. You know, I don't even know why they're doing a story on it if it didn't even get sent out. Well, it's still not great. All right. Thank you so much to Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling. Joe is kind of under the weather right now, but he's looking to make a full recovery from what's been bugging him lately. And meanwhile, if you are looking to get your furnace tuned up with a diagnostic test, it's very important that you reach out 616-516-8579. Of course, there's more than one person there at A&E Heating and Cooling that can do the work. So I want you to do that. Joe's teamed up with DTE Energy to make this a reality. And it's free. If you have not taken advantage of this in the last 2 years, what are you waiting for? 616-516-8579 if you are in West Michigan for A&E Heating and Cooling. Thank you. Last but not least today, my pals over at Werner Roofing. Werner Roofing put the roof on my house, and they can do the same for you. They will do an outstanding job. Go to their website, W-E-R-N-E-R. WernerRoofing.com. Special shout out to my pal, radio voice Linda, for tipping me off about Werner Roofing. I was in the market for a roof, and she said, I've got just the people who you want to get a hold of. And lo and behold, they took care of the job. It was outstanding. And now here they are on the podcast. When you go to WernerRoofing.com, you'll see this form. Fill it out. There's a spot on it where you can leave a comment. And maybe there is. Maybe there isn't. I thought there was. Anyway, when you talk to those folks, if you could, mention that you heard about them from your old pal, Eric Zane. That helps me if I get credit for the lead. So do that. Reach out to them. W-E-R-N-E-R, WernerRoofing.com. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the asshole of the day. If you have any suggestions, now is a good time. The Patreon today... typically, I wait until I get it done, but today might be a little bit more of a challenge even then because I've got to go let out the dog, Jackie's dog, which, I mean, seriously, the fact that, I mean, this dog is the greatest dog on the planet, and she's actually slowing down Thanksgiving plans. We got a nominee for a hockey guy punching chick. But I'm going to make it the Nazis are the asshole of the day. Fucking find something to do with your time, you assholes. Asshole of the day brought to you by our friends at TC Paintball. They are fantastic. Tofus gets in here just as the podcast is finishing and says, fuck, I missed the Nazis. Who's the Nazi? Yeah, we can't tell you. You have to go back and watch it. We did have a fantastic topic, though, about Hitler's nephews living on Long Island. You got to go back and check that out. The Hitler family is world-renowned. So that's something that you definitely want to see. But that is my time, ladies and gentlemen. As always, I thank you so much for being here. Part of the podcast. I don't know why my music isn't starting. God damn it. Well, I'm just going to leave it right there. I have hit a wall. Just pretend that Jimmy's music is playing. That's all you have to do. Thank you so much for being here, folks. I'll talk to you later on. Till then, have a good one. Bye-bye.